91X News.
It's minus 12 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. Concerns over health impacts and quality of life issues relating to wind turbines are dividing communities, says the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. The Federation is calling on the province to suspend further development of wind farms. President Mark Wales says farm families and rural residents must be protected in the development of wind farms. In Prince Edward County, there has been much discussion over the wind farms proposed for Ostrander Point. Prince Edward Hastings MPP Todd Smith is organizing an event to address residents' concerns. Smith says this is long overdue.
There's been no real public consultation already in this process. It makes sense for the public to actually have a say, and we want to ensure that the words actually do get sent to the minister's office here at Queen's Park.
The event is at St. Andrew's Church in Picton on February the 2nd at 6 p.m. An $1.8 million milestone was reached by Quinty's United Way this year. The local charity announced the achievement during their annual celebration held at the Empire Theater in Belleville last night. Fundraising surpassed last year's $1.6 million total by 10%. Judy Gilbert is the United Way Executive Director.
It's going to give us an opportunity to create some additional streams of funding, whether or not it be for youth or organizational development for our agencies and those types of things. So we're really pleased to have some additional money.
The event included recognizing individuals and many workplaces for their outstanding contributions. Federal lawyers continue their efforts to deport a Rwandan man wanted on charges of inciting genocide and crimes against humanity. They are arguing that only the federal court, not the Quebec Superior Court, has jurisdiction to decide the fate of Leon Mugesera. But Mugesera's lawyer says Canada is obliged to keep him there here while a UN committee determines if he will be tortured if he returns to Rwanda. Ottawa argues the committee's request is not binding. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is postponing a test vote set for Tuesday on controversial online piracy legislation. Reid says he's taking action in light of recent events, including a one-day blackout by Wikipedia and a petition drive by Google that attracted more than 7 million participants. The Stop Online Piracy campaign has strong support from the entertainment industry and other businesses that lose billions to intellectual property theft and online sales of counterfeit products. Internet-related companies argue the bill would lead to overregulation and censorship of the internet. The Arab League says it will extend its monitoring mission in Syria. It says the international community is not yet ready for escalation to an intervention in the country. Several nations have been opposed to the extension. Qatar, which harshly opposes Syria's crackdown on protesters, has called for the dispatch of Arab troops to the country. Blues singer Etta James died early today at a California hospital of complications of leukemia. In her biography, James said her mother always wanted her to be a jazz singer, but she always wanted to be raunchy. Her enduring hits include the tender At Last, but James was known as a hellraiser who had tempestuous relationships with her family, her men, and the music industry. Etta James was 73. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
Great stuff, Jose. We start off with hockey. The Montreal Canadiens are in Pittsburgh tonight to take on the Penguins. Elsewhere, the Caps are in Carolina. Florida visits the Windy City to face Johnny T's Dave Bolin and the rest of the Chicago Blackhawks. The Tampa Bay Lightning will head over to Dallas to play the Stars. There's news from the Canadian Football League. The Hamilton Tiger Cats have hired new defensive coordinator, Casey Crean. Crean joins the Tiger Cats after serving the last 2 years as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers linebackers coach. Crean also spent one season as Montreal's linebacker coach and was Calgary's defensive line coach for 4 seasons. He is the son of former Hamilton defensive coordinator, Denny Crean. Australian Open is getting a little interesting now. Men's top seed and defending champ Novak Djokovic is back in action this evening at the Australian Open. Djokovic is facing Nicholas Mahut. Fourth seed Andy Murray is playing Michael Lorda. Canadian Milos Raonic plays his third round match early tomorrow morning against Australia's Leighton Hewitt. In the NFL, they say the St. Louis Rams have agreed to play three regular season games in London, first facing the New England Patriots this year. The Rams and Patriots will play on October 28th at Wembley Stadium. It's the sixth year in a row the league will play a regular season game in the British capital. The Toronto Raptors look to snap a 6-game losing streak when they host the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. The Raptors are a brutal 4-11 on the season, while the Blazers are 8-6. There are 11 games in total in the NBA tonight. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91x weather.
Today, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, and a high of minus 7. Tonight, cloudy, snow beginning late this evening, and the amount of fall will be 2 to 4 centimeters, a low of minus 8. And Saturday, snow ending in the morning and then clearing, and a high of minus 3. It's minus 12 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Austin Mackay. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons.